Blog Talk Radio.
Take some time today to just, you know, show some love to CC at Dawn Divas Marketing and to also for Philip Coates for understanding the last minute cancellation on Friday and allowing me to, you know, reschedule them for this upcoming Thursday at 10 o'clock. So you guys tune in to that interview because there was a lot going on over the weekend and I had to just shut everything down just to make sure that I accommodated the situation. So for all of those that are out here grinding and doing their thing every day, you totally can relate to things that come up and, you know, just kind of put everything on a standstill until you can get them sorted out. But I'm happy to say that all is well. And, again, I just wanted to say thanks to Dawn and Divas Marketing CEO, Cece, and also to Phillips Coates for understanding the last-minute cancellation and allowing me to reschedule them for Thursday. Again, guys, tune in Thursday at 10 p.m. sharp Eastern Standard Time to the interview with them. And if you don't have the number, it's 818-495-6975, and that's live with Miss P. Anyway, on another note, I just wanted to say that I'm just sitting here messing with the Intune Show page, and basically what I'm finding out is that they have a new timeline on Facebook, and I'm just basically just trying to figure it all out. And, anyone who has this thing and totally get it, then totally hit me up and let's talk about this. Because I've been sitting here for the last 10 minutes because I saw that Diamond Dallas did it. I saw that Fee Sexy Ma did it. So basically I'm just trying to follow suit. And, you know, and plus I think it's a good look. It looks good. So I'm just definitely wanting to feel my way around it and see how that all works out. I also wanted to give a shout-out to all 55 friends that waited patiently over the weekend. I had 55 friend requests from Friday till today, and I just finished, you know, sitting down and adding everyone. So I just wanted to say thanks for your patience and for all those who emailed me, and I didn't get back to them directly like I normally would. Thank you for understanding. And thank you for, your patience and, you know, the love for the show and love for Miss P. Tonight we're going to be interviewing Fee. And basically it's Fifi. It's Alfenia, but it's Fifi for short. And basically she's an aspiring upcoming model, a teenager that's doing her thing out here. And basically, you know, I just wanted to get her on the show because I wanted to show the world that, you know, things happen at a young age, and we all get inspired by different things, and it's what we do with that inspiration and those things that fuel us from youth until adulthood that really is life-changing. So I just like to, you know, when I come across a young person that really have these goals and they're really ambitious about, you know, doing their thing, I definitely try to show love like we all should as parents, as older sisters, as older brothers, as cousins, as friends, as the community. We just need to start showing love to these kids out here because they're the future. we're getting older and they're coming up and they're building the world around us. So we definitely need to support them in anything positive that they do. So that's definitely why I'm taking the time out like I do or have done to just kind of uplift and empower our children and let them know that they are the future and they are the ones that make us or break us in the end, you know, because, again, we can't stand on our two feet forever, you know. We have to have these children out here empowered and inspired to fulfill their dreams and their goals. So that's basically what I'm on a mission to do, and I just hope that there's a lot of you out there that's definitely on the same mission that I'm on. But until she calls in, Fifi, that is, if we have 5 minutes for her to call in, I'll play a song, you know, just to change it up a little bit, change up the atmosphere. And this one is just going to give a shout-out to my man Kobe Bright, because at the same time, the message that's in this song, Leave This Game Tomorrow, is definitely a strong song, definitely some strong words, and definitely a strong feel and appeal to everything that I'm talking about tonight, how we as people, you know, if we had a certain thing in our life, you know, it'll just change the dynamics of everything. So basically, listen in and let me know what you think about this. This is Leave This Game Tomorrow by Kobe Bright.
From the bottom, ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll meet a game tomorrow and never come back. Still so much pain, but still a body in them. Can't get enough of flames, there's not a lie in them. And he's so much the game, it's just a lion in them. No such could be contained. Riding from my city like a jet ski. Give it all and leave it all behind, they won't forget me. And I could bet that I'm the realest if you met me. No reason to be scared, now I save you if you let me. Yeah, look, I'm the captain and I set speeds. And nothing's moving unless you put me in it like a set of keys. I'm not a D-boy, I never said I'd get you keys of anything except the flow inside your veins like a disease. So many years of chasing got me falling to my knees. Like how could they pass it up for years? I gave them all of me. Yeah, and I'm still here for all of me. And they will never take it away, that's what I'm born to be. Still shooting for the top, reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll leave this game tomorrow. Still shooting for the top, just reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll leave this game tomorrow. Like all that's left is nothing but these moves that I'm making. All the faith, a little patience, but the clock just keeps on racing, mind spinning, gone in a cloud of cigarillo smoke. Till it's nothing for me to drop the realest shit I ever wrote. And if it's all just a dream, I hope I'm never woke. Say the top is lonely, then you fall off and we're better broke. Still I don't know, looking around just searching for a thread of hope. Throw these dice like fuck it, it's too late for me, so here we go. All or nothing mind frame, vision is a vivid picture of the lights with my name. I pray I live it, but they get me. And if I don't, I'll die a man. A million lines written describing all of my days in this crazy life I'm living, but wouldn't change for nothing. Been blessed for what's given, like I could break or something, or up with 6 million. Enough this promise, but all I know, I'ma make a killing. I got this mama, just know it's coming from all I'm giving. Still shooting for the top, just reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll leave this game tomorrow. Still shooting for the top, reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll leave this game tomorrow. Heart, sweat, blood, tears, joy, and this is everything. Give it all to get it, even if I never live today. Make it to the top, and at least I live to get to say I did it on my own, was on the grind, and never missed a day. Mind full of thoughts, I lace these verses like a picture paint. Take these words, internalize them, pick this pen up, picture paint. Everything is moving so fast, I need a fifth of drink. Tired of all these lame suckers, bullshit mixed in this game. Tunnel vision now, and all I see is in this window pane. Every day's like
working, trying to reinforce this window frame. First the sun shines, then the skies get dark as limo paint. Now I'm just trying to see it through, no clue about how long it's gonna take. But I'm still here, still breathing, still real, still will win it all and kill the game like 6 mil. Yeah, so tell me where we supposed to go from here, man. I don't know. Before I go, I make sure that they know I'm here. Still shooting for the top, just reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll need this game tomorrow. Still shooting for the top, just reaching from the bottom. Ain't nothing left but a cigarillo and empty bottles. I want the world, and if not, why would I even bother? Just give me everything, I swear I'll need this game tomorrow.
Look, I just want it all out here, and I can't stop till I get it.
Yeah, so that was Kobe Bright. So for all the those that don't know, look him up on Facebook under Kobe Bright. That's Kobybright. Definitely, definitely on his game. So now we have Fifi on the line. Let's put her on. Hey, Fifi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing well now that I have you on the line. I'm so excited that you're on the show tonight.
Me too.
Yeah, you too.
Yep.
Awesome, awesome. So I was telling everybody how wonderful you are and how you want to model and stuff like that. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know?
Hey, well, my name is Ophenia Flanders, and I like to be called Fifi because a lot of people don't know how to pronounce my name. I was born in Aruba, and I'm also half Jamaican. I like to shop. I like to hang out with friends. I like to go partying. And my favorite subject is history because I like to learn about the past and things like that. Oh, yeah. And the celebrity that inspired me to do modeling is Tyra Banks. I really love her.
You really love her, huh? So okay, so before we even talk about Tyra Banks, let's go back a little bit because I know you love Tyra Banks. I know. If nobody else know, I know. So what inspires you as far as, like, to model?
When I was little, I've been watching model, the Next Top Model, which was Tyra Banks. And it's just something in the show that tells me to model, like, a lot of people been telling me that I have the height and the body to model. And also I like to dress up and I like to put on makeup, which is all about modeling. And I also love taking pictures.
Right, exactly. And that is all about modeling. But just for the record, tell us how old you are because I want people to know how amazing you are.
Well, I'm 12-year-old and I'm 5'4 and I weigh 100 pounds.
Wow, that's definitely a model body. Definitely.
Yep.
So, you know, who inspires you at home?
Well, my beautiful, loving mom, Barbara Pinnock. Well, I love my mom a lot. She helps me with everything. She gives me advice and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like she's a great mom, or is she sitting around looking at you, putting a knife to you? Like, you better say this. You better say this. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she's
is she threatening
mom.
You to say all these good things about her? No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure she's an awesome mom. She's definitely an awesome mom. Cause look at you. It takes an awesome person to raise such an awesome daughter. So I definitely know that your mom is an awesome individual. So as far as what you said, you love history and stuff like that in school because you love to learn about the past and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, just being in school in general, you know, I heard that you're a very good student and stuff like that.
Yes.
So definitely, what would you say to other students that's out there? Like, do you ever get, like, discouraged in school and want to give up on school? Or tell us about that. How do you stay focused on your homework and stuff like that?
Well, my friends or, like, my whole world, they help me with everything. They give me advice, and things like that. And without my friends, I wouldn't be like this. And also my mom, too, but with my friends. And, like, my teachers helped me, and my friends' friends' friends. They help me with my homework and problems I have, and they give me answers to any of my situations that I'm going through, and I love them.
Oh, is there any friends particular that you want to give a shout out to?
Sure. Well, on the side, I like to rap, and my friend AJ, he helps me with all my rapping things. Like, he gives me advice to what I should do. And also, I have three other friends, Eloisa, Jasmine, Rosa. They're my everything. I love them to death. And also, Jalissa Malaysia and Jomelli.
Oh, hi, guys. Hi, Jalissa, Asia, Jamelli, like, everybody. Like, I can't say everyone's name because I just can't. But, you know, shout out to all of them for being so awesome of a friend.
Yep.
So tell us, you know, who do you look forward to working with in the future?
Well, I look forward working with a lot of people. I look forward working with Tyra Banks, Ciara, Chris Brown, Bridget Mendler, China Emmy Klein, Tyler Perry. I look forward working with a lot of people. They have a lot of potential, and I know I can have a career planned out if I work with them.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So you said you rap on the side. I never knew that. So do you have anything that you could spit for us, as they say? Because in rapping, you know, they say spit. So is there anything you could spit for us so we can see how talented you are?
Well, it takes minutes for everything to pop up in my head. Usually when I'm in school and I feel kind of bored, like, I think about things like friendship or love or breakup, and then I start writing raps about it, or things or situations I've been through, and I'll write raps about it. And some raps are not really good, so I don't really want to say anyone.
They're not really good, but the fact that remains is that it's okay if they're not really good. You just keep working on them, and then, you know, they'll blow up. So I totally understand.
Yeah.
I hate to put you on the spot like that, but I had to. You know, that was the first time I ever heard it, that you like to rap and everything. So I will be following up with you. Like, did you get a rap yet? Do you have a rap yet? Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that.
Well, I have like four raps, but my raps usually come with like bad words, so I don't really want to say anyone.
All right now. So tell us also, who's your favorite designer? Like, what's your favorite thing to wear? You said you like makeup, you like dressing up, but who's your favorite designers?
Well, I have a lot of stores I shop in. For example, my favorite store is Aeropostale. I also like Abercrombie. I like Hollister. I like South Pole, and a lot more. Yeah. I don't wear that much makeup because of my mom. She don't like me putting on a lot of things. So I usually only wear it when I'm going out.
Right.
And
which is understandable.
That's usually her makeup, so I don't really know where she gets it from.
Well, that's awesome. I think I love your mom. I love her to death because, you know, at least she's trying to show you, like, you know, it's good to dress up, but dress up when you have somewhere to go, you know, not to wear it, because some young girls, they out here with, you know, doing everything. So I'm glad that your mom is so awesome and you're so awesome to take, you know, to listen to your mom. So tell us also, like, what things do you like to do outside of shopping, outside of modeling, outside of homework? I mean, on your free time, what do you enjoy doing? Do you like, you know, going, but, you know, what do you like doing? I'm not going to give you nothing. You just tell me what it is that you like.
Well, I like playing sports, for example. I like playing football. I like playing basketball. A lot of people told me that I have the height for basketball, but I really don't want to go in things like that because it's a little too rough for me. Also, I like playing soccer, and let me see. I like playing dodgeball and things like that. It's kind of fun.
When it gets warmer outside, you're going to have to show me how to dodge a ball.
Okay,
yeah.
I will.
Definitely. You got to show me soccer, all of that, like kicking balls. I never, ever had that talent to do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I was your age and I was out playing in gym and they played dodgeball at gym, I always
mm-hmm.
get hit and I'll be out the first time they throw the ball, I'll be out the first time.
Well, when I was in Jamaica, I was running track, so I had the speed to run away from the ball so they won't hit me, and that's how I go through it.
Right, exactly. Like, I'm like a snail, so I don't have the speed to not get hit. So that's the thing. I have to work on that. I have to practice because I wouldn't know what to do. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's just awesome. So what grade are you in now?
Well, I'm in 7th grade.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
in Yonkers
awesome.
Middle High School.
Yeah, yes. Middle High School. Wow. Wow, before you know it, you'll be in college.
I know.
So is there a particular college or a particular subject in school you want to take up, like a major in college?
Well, not really. I have an after school about fashion. I just started going in it, about fashion. And then I was thinking about going to Monroe College, but then I'm rethinking it. I want to go to a college about fashion or a college about dancing or singing because that's something else I like to do. And also I would like to go to college to, like, teach you how to model so when I grow up I know what I'm doing.
Right, exactly. That's always a good field to get into. Definitely in college because there's so many different programs that you can get into and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. Even the after-school programs and stuff, they have good programs and stuff now. That's out there for people and stuff. So what would you tell a girl around your age that was looking forward to be a model, wanted to pursue her dreams? What would you say to her, being that you're so dedicated and you're like an A student and you're so respectful and you do everything you're supposed to do? What, if
mm-hmm.
there was a little girl that you knew that was doing all the wrong things and you was her friend, what would you tell her?
I would tell her to pay attention in school and listen to the teacher and try to get an education because without an education, you can pursue your dreams, and that's what I'm trying to do. So I would tell any girl to do it. And also I would tell that girl to listen to their mom because their mom is like half of their life and the mom gives them advice and things like that. Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if people wanted to, like, find you in reference to, like, talent agents and photographers
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, where could they find you at, like, Facebook-wise or whatever? How could they contact you?
Well, they can contact me on Facebook. My name is Cece My name is Yuador Cece, and you can call me. You could call my house phone at 914-410-4323 or my mom's phone at
914-433-5295. Yes. Definitely. So, you know, you have a bright future ahead of you. You have so much to offer to the world. And, you know, you're going to do everything that it is that you set forward because you've determined. And I respect
mm-hmm.
that, and I love that about you because there's not a lot of girls your age that are determined to do the right thing, and you seem like you have it all
mm-hmm.
under wraps. So I'm really
yes.
proud of you and everything that you do.
Yes.
Everything that you do. And then once we get off of here, I'm going to send you some – I'm going to send a photographer to you. His name is Jeffrey,
right.
and he's from Green Studio. And
right.
I'm going to definitely see what we could work out with that. So definitely look forward to the suggestion for friend's suggestion on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to talk to him first and see if we could get a shoot together and stuff like that, and then we'll take it from there.
All right,
but thank
perfect.
You so much for calling
You're
in.
You're very welcome.
You're very welcome. Oh, look at you. I just want to bite you. Like, oh, give me kisses, give me hugs. Like, so the links are always archived, Fifi. So definitely once the show is, you know, they put it all together for me, I'm going to put it on your page. So people that
mm-hmm.
missed the show, they could definitely click on the link and listen in to your interview.
All right, that would be okay for me.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
You're welcome.
You have
bye,
a good
bye.
Night. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Right, so that was Fifi. Wow, such an inspiring, amazing young individual. Definitely beautiful, definitely intelligent, definitely intellectual, and definitely knows what she wants. So that's definitely a positive sign that shows that in the future she has a lot that she's shooting for. And so many of us get lost in that, and that's why it's so important for me to interview children and teenagers around her age, because we definitely need to inspire, again, our children to go out there and pursue their dreams and do the things that they need to do to make it in this crazy world. Because without a dream, without a vision, without some type of substance behind you, you know, you get lost in the source. It's not to say that once you get lost in the source, you can't be found, because we all in some way get lost in the source, whether you are A student versus a C student or a D student or a student that you usually get Fs. It doesn't matter where your position or what role you play in this life. We all get caught up, but it takes a strong person. And then sometimes if you don't have something to keep your eye on the sparrow and focus, have an ideal focus, then sometimes some people can't recover from that. So I never say someone can't do something. I just say try your best to focus and have an angle, you know, because it's very imperative in this world, in the days that we live in, to just kind of have something that you can fall back on one, or something you could walk to when stuff starts falling around you. So definitely, definitely stay focused, okay? So I'm going to play another song, and this one is going to be by James Kessie. Big shout out to James. He's a positive, positive, positive soul. He's definitely one of those people on Facebook that's just a team player in every which way. He's very supportive. He's just doing his thing out here in the music. And this is happens to be one of my favorite songs of his. So for those who don't know, check it out. This is Pick Me Up. So that was James Kessie, and that was Pick Me Up. Just another amazing song to add to today's theme, and that's just basically uplifting and empowerment through youth to adulthood. Okay, till next time, guys, tune in with me, your girl, Miss P. I'm going to see you guys Tuesday, 6 p.m. sharp. Tune in. We got the girls around town on interview.
Place to be for all the unsigned hype. You a hardcore artist or song.